When we are faithful to God's plan, communication becomes an effective expression of our responsible search for truth and our pursuit of goodness.
Dear friends, just yesterday, a reporter asked me, Bishop, what is your hope? What is the message that you hope the young people who gather today will bring home with them? And my first response was this: I hope and pray that they realize they are not alone. So often I hear from you, my young friends, of the challenges, the difficulties you experience at times in school, in your communities, as you try to live a virtuous life, as you try to be a faithful witness who proudly stands up for the protection of the unborn and the sacredness of all human life. I understand that for you, that comes with a cost. Sometimes you're ridiculed, maybe rejected, labeled, or even ostracized. I guess sometimes you feel like you're alone on an island by yourself. But you're not. Look around today. Look around and see the many peers who are here from all parts of our country, and those who will be in our nation's capital today to see thousands and thousands of peers just like yourself who stand up for life, who strive their best every day to be faithful and to be holy. So my hope and prayer is that the zeal, the energy, the joy that is all around you today are the gifts that you will bring home with you. You're not alone. There's a few phrases I wish you would take home with you as well. And one is the words of our Lord Jesus, our risen Lord, when he says in our first reading, "Behold, I make all things new." Sometimes it can be so discouraging, almost overwhelming, when we look around and we see darkness. We still live in a country where in many places abortion is legalized, when the life of unborn children are taken every single day, when women are hurt and the poor are neglected, where there's a lack of unity and so much disrespect. It gets so overwhelming. But the Lord says, things do not have to remain that way. He rejoices in your efforts, in the sacrifices that you've made to be here today, in the witness that you will offer. But it is He, not us, who transforms the hearts of His people and the world in which we live. And He'll use you today in ways you don't even know to bring about that transformation. So march today in joyful hope. Here's another phrase I hope you take home with you. And it is this: uncompromisingly true, unfailingly charitable. Here's what I mean. We have the truth. It's the gospel of life. It's the words of Jesus. All of life is sacred. And we can't compromise it. We can't negotiate it, no matter the cost. But in this day and age, at this moment in time, I really think it's necessary for us to communicate that message in a new and effective way. And there's only one way: in love, unfailingly charitable. It's love that's going to inspire, persuade others, maybe even to bring them to embrace our message. So young friends, continue to practice that love. Try your best always to be respectful of others. Even when people outright disagree with us, and maybe not even treat us kindly, love them. And show your love by your service. I know for sure that so many of you are involved in service projects at school in your communities that help babies and mothers and families who need us the most. What a great way to embrace the theme for the 2024 March for Life. A beautiful theme. Describes who we are and what we do. With every woman, for every child. Here's the final phrase that I hope you take home with you. The words that concluded today's gospel. Jesus saying, "Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." It's true, we're not alone. We're together, lifting up each other, encouraging each other in faith. But what's even better is Jesus' promise that he's the one leading us. He's in front today as we march, guiding us, showing us the right path, the path that leads to perfect joy and justice and love. And yet, dear friends, Jesus also reminds us with these words that those gifts will not be perfectly ours because we live in a broken world, fallen world. So those gifts won't be completely ours, perfect joy, justice, peace, until we're with the Lord in heaven. But he gives us a foretaste of those gifts. Every time, as you will soon do, that we receive him in the Holy Eucharist. As you receive his body and blood today, just say this little prayer as you strive to be witnesses to the gospel of life. Lord, give me the blessing of holy perseverance. My young friends, be confident in the Lord's promise. Behold, I make all things new. Share his message in a way that is uncompromisingly true and unfailingly charitable. And go forth today, ever confident of the Lord's reassurance, and know that I am with you always until the end of the age. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen.